6.
Are as ready as you could be?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. We had a great coaching staff at Utah. I've been through a bunch of O-line coaches who all brought something new to the table. So, and I think they've, between the three of them, they prepared me about as well as I could be.
Did you, what do you think your best strengths are that you bring to the table?
Finish. I'm not a finisher. You watch me on film. I finish players, not just plays. Then I'm really good with my hands.
Right.
Get my hands inside. I have a good punch on the pass blocking. So.
Right. Now, did you left tackle mostly?
I was mostly right tackle.
Mostly right tackle.
Yeah, I played left as a freshman, but switched to right after that and stayed there.
Right, straight through your last three years. And do you feel like that's your obviously ideal spot in the program?
Yeah, I mean I'm happy to move anywhere. I played only left guard in the Senior Bowl and felt like I did all right there. And
right.
And played a little left tackle my freshman year, so I'm happy to move wherever. Played center in high school, so.
Right. Any thought? Any feedback from? I mean, obviously they like guys with versatility.
I've heard all of it. I've heard them. Right. I've heard a lot of guys say, you're probably moving into guard or.
Right.
But whatever. I mean, I'm happy. Whatever it takes to win. I mean, I wanna win and. It's,
right. So you signed in 2005, and then you went on a mission. Where did you go?
I went to Sacramento.
Okay.
Real far away. they sent me long ways away, but.
And how did that go? What did you do?
It was great. It was awesome. It was a great experience. Mostly proselyting, but a lot of service on the side too. I was one of the lucky ones. I acquired some weights, a little weight set, and came home actually about 40 pounds heavier than when I left, in better shape. So I was lucky. I was blessed on the mission. So
so what did you? How much did you weigh when you went on the mission?
I was a lot lighter in high school. I was maybe 240, 250.
Right.
So I came home about 285.
Right. 280. Okay. And you were a chemical engineering major.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And did you? How were you stand graduation wise?
I've still got about 3 semesters left.
Okay.
I've still
got
a while. All right.
Some of the people around you, do you feel you're more prepared for this? Ryan Roberts' family, right? Paul Kruger.
Yeah. Yep.
And your family, I guess.
You
get prepared for.
Yeah, with Paul. Paul especially. I mean, he's been a great help. He kind of. Yeah, I've been talking to him a little bit. He's been giving me a little bit of advice what to expect for the next level and throughout this combine process. So he's been a real help.
You went against him in college, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he kicked my butt every day as a freshman, so it was good. It was a good time.
And your wife is his sister.
Yep.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
Have you talked to Zane Beadles at all throughout the process?
Not recently. I mean, I talked to him a little bit right after he was drafted, but I mean, I talk to him when he comes through Utah, but other than that, not too much. But he's doing a great job. He's killing it out.
What has playing with him helped you with?
As a young player, he was kind of who I modeled my game after. I mean, I came in and he was kind of the big guy on campus, and so I was really trying to just live up to his name and try and be like Zane. That was sort of my thing.
How about off the field too, with his background?
Yeah, I mean he was an engineer. He was a mechanical engineer. It's kind of the dumb engineering, but I'm just kidding. I took one mechanical engineering class, and I was never taking that again. That was too hard for me. But
has the prevailing thought then from teams? I mean.